Joe Hickerson's here. I threatened to sing two Australian songs for him. I love the sentiment in this first one. Apparently they're having a drought and they've sent, I don't know who Andy is, I guess it doesn't matter, either the foreman on this great big cattle station. They've sent him in charge of all the cattle across into Queensland to find water, and it's a really dry winter, and they're mourning poor old Andy, feeling sorry for themselves. Our Andy's gone with cattle now, our hearts are out of order. With drought he's gone to battle now across the Queensland border. He's left us in dejection now, our thoughts with him are roving. It's dull on this election now, since Andy's gone a-droving. Shall whistle round the place when times when things are slackest, and who shall wear the cheerful face when fortune smiles her blackest, and who shall cheek the squatter now when he comes round us snarling? His tongue is growing hotter now, since Andy's crossed the Darling. In this sheer poetry, oh, may the rain in torrents fall and all the tanks run over, and may the grass grow green and tall And may good angels send the rains to desert stretches sandy. And when the summer comes again, God grant it brings us Andy. A smuggling song from Australia again. There's a low green gully on the Umarilla shore where I've lounged through many is the day. All by my selection, I've got acres by the score, so I'll unyoke me bullocks from the dray. To my cattle I do say, you may feed away, for you'll never see your owner anymore. For you're running on the toughest piece of land, free selected on the Umarilla shore. Did I say smuggling? I meant rustling. When the moon is shining bright and has climbed the mountains high, we will saddle up our horses and away. And we'll steal the squatter's cattle in the darkness of the night, and we'll brand them at the dawning of the day. And now, my pretty calf, at the squatter you may laugh, for you'll never see your owner anymore. For you're running on the toughest piece of land, free selected on the Umarilla shore. Oh, and when we get the cash, when we get the swag, we will steal the squatter's nag and we'll sell it in some distant inland town. And when we get the cash, how we chaps will cut a dash for the doing of the squatter so brown. To John Robertson we say, you've been leading us astray and we never can believe you anymore. We chaps can get a living far easier by thieving than by farming on the Umarilla shore.
Is this mic bothering anybody? Sounds like it's really thumping everything.
Just the bass.
It's the bass. Okay.
As opposed to the bass from the back of the speaker garden, it's different out there.
Oh, okay. All right. Another short lesson in electronics from John Dillon. I need a lot of them. It's a beautiful song. All I know is it's from Ireland, and I learned it at Annie Muir's house. And it's called Kirsteen. And whoever's telling the song is just greeting this girl, Kirsteen, and saying that her lover is dead. Okay.
Where are your binoculars?
Oh, my binoculars. But I'm not John. Wow. I wish you could hear all of this. You'll have to ask somebody else. I'm not authorized to divulge that information. You ever asked an operator for the time? You know, what time is it? I'm sorry, sir, we're not allowed to divulge that information. Jesus. Do a No, don't. Yeah, sing one chorus with me. Three times. It's a silly chorus, and I learned it in school. Something must have happened to the song, because it was in one of our school music books, and somewhere along the line it got folk processed. The chorus goes, eight bells, rouse out there the watch from below, watch from below. Out there, the watch from below. Got that, it goes. Eight bells, rouse out there, the watch from below, me boys. Rouse out there, the watch from below. This is obviously written by a person who's never been to sea. It's just another sailor's wife. My husband's a saucy foretopman, a son of a boot, don't you know? He'd drive his head down the cook's scuttle and holler, come up from below. Eight bells, rouse out there the watch from below, the watch from below, me boys. Rouse out there the watch from below. My husband once shipped on a whaler, and he sailed to the far northern seas. And think, and being a bold-hearted sailor, he cared not for ice, sea, nor breeze. Eight bells, rouse out there the watch from below, the watch from below, me boys. Rouse out there the watch from below. My husband still thinks he's a sailor, and he often wakes up in the night, and rolling me over and over, cries out with the greatest delight. Eight bells, rouse out there the watch from below, the watch from below, me boys. Rouse out there the watch from below. I'd like to introduce you to an old friend, Ann Mayo Muir.
Thank you.
Talk to it, say hello.
Hello.
All right. You want this one too?
No. Yeah.
This song was written by an Englishman named Dave Golder, and he's a magic man. And he wrote it for a little girl who thought that he lived
in a tin
all his life and ate nothing but porridge. And it's about a mythological figure in England called Faraway Tom. Nobody's ever really seen him up close. That might
when the calendar brings in the cuckoo, and the summer comes following on, the thin mists of day see him running away, and they know him as Faraway Tom. All afternoon, then he's hunting the moon till it rises for far away time. He watches the fawn in the sheltering thorn, and they don't see old faraway Tom. He knows nothing of letters and learning, and of manners and such he has none. Yet he numbers the seasons on fingers and toes as they pass over faraway time. But what of the winters to follow? Will age and cold winds bring him down? For where can he lie when the snow fills the sky and the years tell on faraway time? When the calendar brings in the cuckoo and the summer comes following on, the thin mists of day see him running away, and they know him. Jaybird's eye, Buckeye Jim, you can't go, go weave and spin, you can't go, Buckeye Jim. Way up yonder above the moon, a blue jay nests in a silver spoon, Buckeye Jim, you can't go, go weave and spin, you can't go, Buckeye Jim. Yonder by a hollow log, a red bird danced with a green bullfrog. Buckeye Jim, you can't go, go weave and spin, you can't go, Buckeye Jim. Way down yonder by a wooden trough, an old woman died of the whooping cough. Buckeye Jim, you can't go, go weave and spin, you can't go, Buckeye Jim. Yonder above the sky, a jaybird lived in a bluebird's eye. Buckeye Jim, you can't go, go weave and spin, you can't go, Buckeye Jim.
Sing one more of our old favorites. And this is one that my aunt Bianto taught to me. It's called the Eriske Love Lilet, I believe. We call it Vermio.
Sad am I without thee. You all had a good lunch. I'm going to sing you a, I don't know, I suppose it would have to be called an anti-drinking song that I wrote. I'm not a prohibitionist, but I wrote this anyway. For all the people whom whiskey is taken by the head and thrown down. And I just call it whiskey. And if you like the chorus, you might want to join in. It goes like this. Whiskey. Whiskey, whiskey my soul. Whiskey, oh whiskey, your cold clear wings unfold. Now I know that it's hard singing on a full stomach and I don't know if you'll do it, but if you will, why don't you try it? Oh whiskey, oh whiskey, whiskey my soul. Whiskey, whiskey, your cold clear wings unfold. Whiskey, oh whiskey, oh whiskey so sweet. You've parted the money from my hand and tangled up my feet. Oh whiskey. Thank you.
got seven kinds of hell. Off whiskey, 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 my soul. Off whiskey, whiskey, your cold, clear wings unfold. Hot as any fire, cold as any stone, whiskey cruel as a piece of wire, jab into the bone. Whiskey, oh whiskey, oh whiskey, my soul. Oh whiskey, whiskey, your cold clear. I'd leave it if I could, I'd leave it, yes, for good, but I cannot seem to leave it, although I know I should. Whiskey, 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 my soul, oh, whiskey, whiskey, your
see, that's what the stuff does to you. It makes you miss the final note. I'd like to sing you a song that Buell Kazee taught me. It's one of his old Kentucky banjo pieces. And like all the good banjo pieces, it doesn't have any rhyme or reason particularly, and all kinds of verses from all over get swiped and thrown into the song to make it longer. Most of the fun is just in banjo playing, and this is a good banjo playing day. We've got sunshine coming down and a little breeze blowing through, and it's kind of front porch time, so here goes Rocky Island. I have an announcement here. Would Steve Davidson, please report to the first aid tent? Thank you. One of the greatest singers ever in country music was a man whose music we don't hear much anymore. A man named Uncle Dave Macon. Yes, indeed. And since he's not here himself to play it for you, I'd like to play a song of his. In the year 1927, in the whole Mississippi Valley, there was a series of incredibly bad floods that produced a lot of good music, as many disasters will. I suppose that's the silver lining in the cloud. It produced the song, for example, Backwater Blues, that Bessie Smith did. And here is another song called Backwater Blues, about the very same flood, but a very different song. And this is Uncle Dave Macon's contribution to blues. Backwater's up and the people's running. I'm going to bound and I'm going to hunt. Fare you well, oh, my little lover. Lord, Lord, ain't I gone? But you won't confess it. No, you won't. Oh, my little darling. Lord, Lord, ain't I gone? Oh, my love, lonesome road. Oh, my love, lonesome road. Two little children laying in the bed. Water's rising up over their head. Rising some more, never found. Lord, Lord, wasn't that sad? Water's arising up in his cellar, rising some more, coming through the door. Lord, Lord, covering the floor. Some of you know that I have been for the past several years engaged in a project of, well, the simplest way to put it, I guess, is rewriting the child ballads. I know that sounds like blasphemy, but I can't do anything about it. I started it out originally as a way of taking songs that had no living versions, no living music, never had been sung. They'd been collected in manuscript and filed away in the child collection for years and years, the old classical ballads. And very good to sit and read to yourself, but they seem to want singing. And here's one that I wrote that comes from an old, what they call a black letter manuscript of the 15th century. And as far as I know, no tune was ever known for it any later than that. No tune has come down to us. Well, I changed it around a good deal. It was a ballad about a fellow who poached deer. And when I read it, a picture came to my mind of my own childhood on a farm in Pennsylvania. We used to tease the cows, try to get them to run. There were dairy cows in the fields surrounding us, and the farmers didn't care for what we were doing at all. Some of them were pretty ready with a shotgun, too, and we had rock salt fired over our heads more than once. Luckily, it wasn't fired at us, but if it had been, then it wouldn't have been too different from this song, which I call Robin and Gamblin'. This is 15th century and 20th century meeting head on.
Come on, Robin, let's break the rules. Let's leave our school books and run away from school. Run and catch a little rabbit, run and set a little snare. Run and chase old Rinnuck's cows, Rinnuck won't be there. Peeking in amongst them, sneaking over the creek. Must be half of a hundred, looks like they're asleep. Cows with spotted hides, black, white, and brown. Rinnuck won't be catching them once we've made them run. Running in amongst them, sticks in our hands. Up cow, run cow, over Rinnuck's land. Wasn't any warning, no sight or sound, but a shot come a-flying and struck little Robin down. Out stepped Rinnuck, shotgun in his hand. You better run home, you little gambling, if you don't want some of the same. You better not say nothing, forget what has been done. You better go learn your arithmetic and leave my cows alone. Rinnuck turned homeward and I watched him go. I looked at poor little Robin and he's bleeding so. Poor little Robin, so little and light. What will your mama say when you don't come home tonight? I don't care what comes of me, I don't care at all. Rinnuck killed little Robin, for I saw him fall. Long as I can catch him, well, I can throw stones. If I can prevent it, Rinnuck won't reach home. One stone went too far, one went too near. Third stone got him right behind his ear. Rinnuck won't be drinking no victory wine. Robin may be his to kill, but Rinnuck is mine.
Thank you very much. I'd like to sing you one more song and then call up Ed Trickett to join me for a duet before I quit. Yeah, he said he would. I just wanted to let him know to get ready. And this song that I'd like to sing you is a blues sung by a very unusual man. His name was Charlie Lincoln. And I believe, probably somebody could correct me on this, I think he came from Atlanta. He was the brother of a much better known blues singer called Barbecue Bob. And the two of them sang in somewhat the same style, but not quite. Both of them, fantastic singers. I want to sing you a song of Charlie's, and it's called Sweet Petunie, and it's just one of my favorite love songs. It goes like this. Wait a minute. Sometimes change gets inside these things when you put them in your pocket. Let me start again. And you wonder how folk traditions get started. Thank you. I've got a gal, she got a Rolls Royce. She didn't get it by using her voice. I'm wild about my tuning, all the thing I crave. Says I'm wild about my tuning, all the thing I crave. Oh, sweet Petunia, gonna carry me to my grave. I got a gal, she lives on the hill. You can't get to tune without an automobile. I'm wild about my tune, only thing I crave. Says I'm wild about my tune, only thing I crave. Says sweet Petunia, gonna carry me to my grave. Every time Petunia walk down the street, says all the boys holler, Petunia's so sweet. I'm wild about Petunia, only thing I crave. I'm wild about my tuning, only thing I crave. Oh, sweet Petunia, gonna carry me to my grave. This morning, says a quarter to four, long tall gal knocking on my door. She was singing sweet Petunia, all the thing I crave. I was singing sweet Petunia, all the thing I crave. Says sweet Petunia, gonna carry me to my grave. Come on, little Toonie, you can pass the test. This is a long, tall gal, can shake it the best. Oh, I'm wild about you, Toonie, the only thing I crave. Says I'm wild about my Toonie, only thing I crave. Oh, sweet Petunia, gonna carry me to my grave. I'm telling all you men, I have been well blessed. If I can have Toonie, you can have all the rest. Cause I'm wild about my Toonie, only thing I crave. I'm wild about my Toonie, only thing I crave. Ah, sweet Petunia, gonna carry me to my grave. Trick it up now, and we're gonna do you one last number.
Go ahead.
Ed Trickett. Come on up.
You got a better Ed Trickett call than that.
Yeah. Oh, God. Busted. All right.
What'd you say? You'd been called worse names than that?
I didn't say it.
Now let's see what we have to do to get to. These tunings you get into to play steel guitar are incredible, and I've got to extricate myself from this somehow. Where are we on D? hope you'll bear with us a minute. I know my brain goes all to Swiss cheese when I'm called upon to tune on stage. I was telling you a few minutes ago about how I was rewriting all those old classical English and Scots ballads, and this final one that I've asked Ed to do with me is another of those. This one is a version of the old Captain Wedderburn's Courtship, which is an extremely tendentious song. There are those who say that both male and female chauvinism has never had a finer hour than in Captain Wedderburn's Courtship, and we're going to try to do it justice from every viewpoint.
You know anything else about the song?
Let's see, what else do we know about the song? Well, in its present form, it's about 2 years old, but it does go back a good considerable way. Some people were trying to get it to go back all the way.
Hey!
All right?
Sure, why not?
This is my version of Captain Wedderburn's Courtship, entitled to Captain Hanley and Sweet Maisie. In the war, come a rapping, come a tapping, come a knocking on Maisie's door. His old peg leg didn't faze him none. Looked little Maisie over and he said to her, "Hun, I'm an old soldier. I'm gonna row you as soon as I can. I got teeth to keep my golden whiskers on my soul, and I'm gonna row you once, then I'll row." His beard was so prickly, it made her skin crawl. "Now hold it," says Maisie, "not so daggone fast. First you must answer some questions I'm gonna ask." "Now where is my needle and where is my thread? And what do I keep down at the foot of my bed? And how many stitches in this long nightgown? That's three you must answer if you want to roll me down." Oh, that's easy. "Needles in the haystack, you run out of thread, and you keep your skimpies at foot of your bed. And not too many stitches in your nightgown to tear. I'll roll you down if you'll just show me where, for I'm an old soldier. I'm gonna roll you as soon as I can. I got teeth to keep my golden whiskers on my soul, and I'm gonna roll you once, then I'll roll you again." "Now what is the thing that I most do desire, and what is the thing that I most do require? What is the thing that's both pointed and round? Answer me that if you want to roll me down." "I've got the thing that you most do desire, and I've got the thing you most do require. Pointed and round is here under your hand. I'll roll you down if you'll just tell me when, for I'm an old soldier. I'm gonna roll you as soon as I can. I got teeth to keep my golden whiskers on my soul, and I'm gonna roll you once, then I'll roll you again." "Well, will you be careful and will you be true? Gentle my body and humor my rue. Be kind to my clothes as you rip them away.
What, tell me what will my dear mother say? You know I can't answer one of all those. To hell with your mother, to hell with your clothes. To hell with your questions, I'll give you a kiss. If that don't keep you quiet, then I'll try some of this. For I'm an old soldier, I'm gonna roll you soon as I can. I got to keep my golden whiskers on my soul, and I'm gonna roll you once, and I'll roll you again. Now old Captain Hanley had no more to say. He hauled on her nighty and he ripped it away. He took off his breeches and his regimental hat. I ain't gonna tell you what happened after that, for I'm an old soldier. I'm gonna roll you soon as I can. I got to keep my golden whiskers on my soul, and I'm gonna roll you once, then I'll roll you again.
I don't understand why you're confused by the schedule, but I didn't understand it until I read it. French and Breton dancing, led by Catherine Perrier. She asked if she could have an informal workshop, and she would like to do that at about 5:15. And the place is up this little path. You just stay on it, and at the there's a bottom to the hill up there that's sort of flat. And that's what she asked for, was a sort of flat spot, and that's what we gave you, a sort of flat spot. Holly Tannen wanted to do a dulcimer workshop. Now, I haven't seen Holly to tell her this, so if she's around, I wish she'd come up and tell me she heard. She wanted to do, several people have asked, to do a workshop with her, and if she will come down and see me, we'll set a time. It'll probably be about 4 o'clock. Up in the same area. There is a hammer dulcimer workshop. You saw the hammer dulcimer that Eddie was playing tomorrow. As soon as I find tomorrow's schedule. It's at 2 o'clock. Eddie opens up the program tomorrow, and then from there he goes to the fence line stage to conduct the hammer dulcimer workshop, or to participate in it, whichever way it turns out. Yesterday afternoon, it was a little cloudier than this. In fact, we delayed the program just a little bit so that the rain would have stopped sufficiently for us to see the third row of people from the stage. And as soon as that happened, we had a lady get up to sing who had not been here before, and she did a beautiful job. And I just asked her if she'd be willing to wait, 20 minutes until it started again. And she allowed us to how, well, that would be nice, but she really didn't want it to start again, so she wanted to go before the rain starts. So we'll have her come up and do her thing and keep the rain up. Her name is Jackie McGowan.
Get dry. Is everybody dry now?
I'm trying.
I wrung out my guitar. My fingers better. Y'all ready to sing with me or clap with me or something? Get everybody woke up. Oh, well, if I don't know, the cabin was blind, my darling, my darling. If I don't know, the cabin was blind, darling, na na na, darling. If I don't know, the cabin was blind. partner did. Darling, na 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 na, darling. You don't believe it, shot my partner dead. Darling, na 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 na, darling. You don't believe it, shot my partner dead. You better take another look at the hole in his head, darling. Na 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 na, na. Darling, one of these days and it won't be long. Darling, na 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 na, darling. One of these days and it won't be long. Darling, na na na, darling. One of these days and it won't be long. They're gonna call my name and I'll be long gone, darling. Na 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 na. Darling, na 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 na. Darling. Thank you.
I like that. Now what do I do with all this?
Davy, Davy Crockett. Gave it to the whole frontier. Ah.
You knew that one, huh? Do you know,
You know how to fix it?
Do you know, down the way where the knights are gay and they dress in pink instead of armor gray? Think about it. You made me love you. You woke me up to do it. Just sit there. Hey, I got through that one.
Well, it's there somewhere.
Michigan water tastes like a sherry wine. Wine. Mississippi water, Lord, it is like a turpentine. Michigan water tastes like sherry wine. Unless you go somewhere around the Rouge River. Anybody here from Michigan? Yay! You can sing along. When we get to the verses about the sewers, okay. Ashes to ashes and dust to dust. If I don't believe, here's something bound to bust, Lord. Mississippi water, Lord, it tastes like turpentine. Michigan water, it tastes like sherry wine. Got a man in Texas. One in Alabama, one in Mississippi, scared of common name. Mississippi water, Lord, it tastes like a turpentine. Michigan water tastes like sherry wine. Leave to my soul that I gotta leave this place. Go somewhere where nobody knows my face. Michigan water tastes like sherry wine. Man, Louisiana, another one in Maine. For real good love and give me a Michigan man. Mississippi water, Lord, it tastes like a turpentine. Michigan water tastes like sherry wine. Michigan water tastes like a sherry wine. Sweet sherry wine. Mississippi water, Lord, it tastes like a tripping time. I'm going back to Michigan to the man I left. Thank you. cherry wine. Called Bard Chorus. Huh? I just learned that.
Ooh, that hurts.
Song, so if you pick up the first line, you can probably sing along with me.
Deep blue sea, baby, the deep blue sea. Deep blue sea, baby, deep blue sea. Deep blue sea.
I just learned it.
Golden sun, bring him back again. It was with him what God's drowned in the deep blue sea. Deep blue sea, baby. Deep blue sea. Tender ladies, take warning how you court young men. Done like a star in a summer morn. just appear and then they're gone. They'll tell to you some loving story. They'll tell to you some far-flung lie, and then they'll go, and they'll court another, and for that other one, they'll pass you by. Box of gold and tied it up with a silver string. I wish I was a little sparrow. I'd fly away to my false true lover when he speak. I would deny. Days of courting, when your sweet head lay on my breast, I did believe by your falling arm, love, that the song.
It's all water, Shaw. All right, you're singing time again. I'm going to sing you a Scottish song, surprise, surprise. This chorus to this song says a whole lot about this festival. It's a lovely song in itself, Bonnie Charlie. But the chorus says more about the way all of us feel about Fox Hollow, including me, a rank newcomer. There's a feeling here that's stone gas, right? So the chorus says, right, will you no come back again? Better loved, you'll never be. Will you no come back again? So when it comes to the chorus, if you feel the way I do, just sing it with me, won't you? I'll start with the chorus so you can pick it up. Or if you already know it, why start right with me.
Better.
her story? This is a Mexican story. That's why I'm playing the guitar like that. This is a Pedro story. Anybody know any Pedro story? No? They only come from Michigan? One day Pedro was sitting by the side of the road, and this very bad hombre come along, you know, on his horse. And he said to Pedro, he said, hey, you know, there is one very bad bandido in these mountains. You know about him? He says, do I know about him? Let me tell you one story. One day I was sitting here just like this, taking a rest, and this bad guy come along, clippity-clop, clippity-clop. And pretty soon, clippity-clop, she stopped. And I look up, and there's Pedro up there on this big horse, you know, and he got a big pistol in his hand. And he pointed a big pistol at me. He said, hey, you, get up. I don't want to get up. I'm sleeping. But I look at Pedro, I look at the big pistol, and I get up. And he get a very funny look on his face, you know. And he take me to the back end of the horse. And he pick up the horse's tail. And he said to me, hey, you, kiss. I don't want to kiss the horse. I don't know him too well. But I look at Pedro, I look at the big pistol, and I kiss. Just then the horse, he do something in the street. Pedro get a very funny look on his face. He said to me, hey, you, eat. I don't want to eat, I'm not hungry. But I look at Pedro and I look at the big pistol and I eat. Just then, the horse, he give a big kick and he kick Pedro in the hand and the big pistola fly in the air and I get a hold of the pistola. And you ask me, do I know this bad hombre Pedro? We have lunch together. Hard, we're gonna do Grizzly Bear. You know what Grizzly Bear is? It's a work song too. Yeah, yeah, yeah. One of my favorite little bears over there. Now you have to sing two words at the end of every line in this one. And you have to sing really big or it won't sound like anything. This one, the last time it was recorded was at the Texas State Prison in the 40s. And it goes like this. Grizzly Bear. Can you all sing that together? Ready? Grizzly bear. Ooh, beautiful. All right. I'm gonna tell you a story about a grizzly bear. A great big grizzly bear. He had a big blue eyes like a grizzly bear. He had a great long hair like a grizzly bear. He had a great long tushies like grizzly bear. Whoa, the grizzly, a grizzly. Whoa, the grizzly, a grizzly. The Jack of Diamond was nothing but a grizzly bear. He was a greater, bigger, greater, bigger. He come a walking and a talking like grizzly bear. He come a ranting and a roaring like grizzly bear. He had great long claws like grizzly bear. Oh, the grizzly, grizzly. Oh, the grizzly, grizzly. You know, my mama was scared of that. I never was scared of that. My papa went a-hunting that. And then he caught that grizzly. And he cut that grizzly. And he killed that grizzly. Oh, the grizzly, a grizzly. Oh, the grizzly, a grizzly. Well, now I told you my story about he was a great big he had big blue eyes like he had great long hair like he had great long tushes like Jack of Diamond wasn't nothing but my mama was scared of that. My papa went hunting that. He caught that grizzly. He killed that grizzly. Oh, the grizzly, the grizzly.
At 4 o'clock, up the little road around to the left at the bottom of the hill, there will be an impromptu, informal, non-amplified...
About this place. Fox Hollow feels more like a community than any other folk festival I've ever been any part of.
So I'm going to ask the community to help me out on the chorus of this thing. I learned it from Neil McMillan, who is out there among you somewhere. And it explains itself beautifully. "'Twas at an inn at Manchester, the cornstalk was the sign, a public where commercial travelers stopped to drink and dine. One Christmas day, a traveler, as had often been his use, called in to spend his holiday and pick his Christmas goose." And this is your chorus. It goes, "All around the green wood, so early in the morn, the merry, merry huntsman blows his silver bugle horn." Why don't you try that? "All around the greenwood, so early in the morn, the merry, merry huntsman blows his silver bugle horn." "All around the greenwood, so early in the morn, the merry, merry huntsman blows his silver bugle horn. He drank his pints of sherry wine, he smoked his mild cigars, he chatted with the customers and the people at the bar. There was no thought of wickedness had entered in his head until the chambermaid appeared to light him up to bed. All around the green wood, so early in the morn, the merry, merry huntsman blows his silver bugle horn. Why then he grew so amorous, he kissed her on the stairs, he squeezed her by the chamber door before he said his prayers. He gave to her a guinea to prevent her being vexed, and then he blew the candles out, and you can guess the rest. All around the green wood, so early in the morn, the merry, merry huntsman blows his silver bugle horn. Next morning this gay Luther discharged his little bill. He tipped the boots and tossed the landlord for a parting Jill. And where he went to afterwards, well, it's not for me to say. Suffice he come to pick his goose again next Christmas Day. All around the green wood, so early in the morn, the merry, merry huntsman blows his silver bugle horn. Well, Christmas time come round again and filled his heart with glee. He tramped about from town to town and strange sights he did see, until he came to Manchester, where he put up for the night, at the cornstalk where 12 months before had found him such delight. All around the green wood, so early in the morn, the merry, merry huntsman blows his silver bugle horn. He went into the coffee shop as happy as could be, where lots of customers like himself were waiting there for tea. He ordered off the very best the larder could produce. He called the waiter back again, says, "Don't forget me, goose." All around the green wood, so early in the morn, the merry, merry huntsman blows his silver bugle horn. Right speedily a tray was brought with eatables galore, and by that selfsame chambermaid he'd kissed 12 months before. Well, nothing loath, he raised the cloth under which the food was piled. Instead of a goose, she'd brought to him a great fat bumping child. All around the green wood, so early in the morn, the merry, merry huntsman blows his silver bugle horn. Well, as he gazed astonishedly, "What does this mean?" said he. "Pray sit you down and calm yourself, I'll tell you, sir," says she. "Last Christmas Day you generous were, nay, do not think it strange. You gave to me a guinea, sir, I brought you back your change." All around the green wood, so early in the morn, the merry, merry huntsman blows his silver bugle horn. The cornstalk.
The very first time I heard this song, I thought, This is one that we have to teach the people at Fox Hollow, because it's the way I feel every summer when I get ready to come here. The words to the chorus are spindle, bobbin, and spool away for joy that it's a holiday. And it's the thoughts of this woman who doesn't want to do her housework on a nice day like this because there's something much nicer going on. Let's try the chorus.
Joy.